so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
This is the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It's another one of these summer days where, depending on where you are, you might be getting a lot of rain, and then again, you might not be getting a drop. Where I live, for the most part, not a drop. And yet I hear other places where there have been some rain. So, who knows? If you don't like it, give it 20 minutes. It may all change. Let's start up north and talk to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, what is the weather forecast in Westmoreland?
Well, thus far it's been sunny. Haven't had any rain. But I told you that yesterday, and by the time we were off the air and time I got home, it came a flood, and my driveway paid the price.
Right. And, Terry, I talked to your son earlier, or as we know him, the child.
Yes.
The child has been duped with this Yankee stuff. It's so disappointing.
He is just leading you down the primrose path.
I could not agree more. By the way, if anyone wonders, that's Edward R. Rooney.
Oh.
So he's got a game tomorrow.
He does.
Okay.
We're playing Lawrence County. We're apparently meeting in Spring Hill and playing there.
Okay. So are you taking a charter flight?
No, we'll be driving.
Okay. Good luck on that.
Thank you.
Let the child know that we're all behind him.
I will do so.
Jack Gentry is in studio today. Have we written the check yet?
The check has not been written.
Oh, no.
We have not made any progress.
Okay. Yeah. As you can tell, Zach's got some new little toys, and he is really excited about using those.
Tony in Nolensville loves them. Loves them. He tells me every time I call, or every time he calls. I call him after the show to make sure everything went good. But
Right. You check in with your godfather.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You got to do that.
Well, I don't doubt that. But, I mean, it just seems like it's a new toy, and you got to get it out there.
It's for the people, George.
Right. Sort of like gifts to the people.
Exactly. That's what I think of myself as, though, for
right.
the show. I'm
yeah.
a gift to the show.
Oh, yeah.
See,
well,
it all comes back around. Isn't that right, Jack?
Ooh, Terry.
You know, gifts to the people is something that really has been missing in this pandemic.
It's true.
Do you want me to maybe put out some gifts by way of MLS soccer?
You could, yes.
But
I think we all know where that's headed.
Did you watch any of it last night?
I did not.
Terry, thank you. Jack?
I flipped it on from the 70th minute and watched the end. It actually was a pretty fun ending.
Right, there actually was a goal scored.
There was a goal scored
at that point.
It was the only goal I saw. The game ended 2-1, but Nani from Orlando netted one in the 94th, and that was pretty. I mean, that was pretty fun.
Terry, I'm interested in a piece of writing that has gone on here. Tom Marshall, and it says underneath, Mexico correspondent. Right, Nashville SC have become the second team after after FC Dallas to be withdrawn from the MLS Is Back tournament. I'm gonna straighten out what he wrote. They got their butt thrown out.
Yeah.
They got told vamoose.
They got told, hey, we can't have you here.
The same as what happened to Dallas a few days earlier.
It doesn't add up to me that Nashville had 9 positive coronavirus tests and most of these other teams had their stuff in gear.
Well, we don't really know a whole lot at this point as to what went on in all of this. But suffice it to say that virtually from the time they got on the plane to Orlando, they were pretty much dead meat. Mm-hmm. This was never going to happen. You knew when the announcement came out a few days ago, this is never going to happen.
It stinks because it's also their inaugural season, and you would think that they'd be extra careful to kind of, you know, keep fanning the fan base, and it just didn't happen. Now they don't get to play, and Nashville SC's inaugural season collapses.
I will admit that I have not seen anything yet, maybe you have, about what kind of rating number last night got. The fact that nothing's out there indicates to me that it probably was not anything special. But we'll kind of wait and see. If we can find something, we will pass it on to you. You got that, Terry?
I got it.
Okay. Item number two. This involves the Atlantic Coast Conference. This comes under the category of monkey see, monkey do. Now that the Ivy League has put their butt out on the line with their announcement yesterday, the ACC will delay the start of competition for all fall sports until at least September 1. The move, which follows a similar decision by the Patriot League, will affect several sports, including soccer and field hockey, but fill in the blank here, Terry, but not blank.
Football.
Yes. I figured Zach would hit one of his little buttons right there.
I think he hit the sneeze button.
Yeah.
I might have lost attention there for a second.
Hold on. We're going to give you a shot because we know how important these toys are for you.
What's the context of what we got here, guys?
We're discussing sports.
Oh, okay.
This is
You're assuming I'm listening.
Well, you know what?
It's a fair assumption.
I mean, Jack, I'm just, yeah.
Do you know how to run a board?
Yeah, I can learn on the fly.
Here's the deal. We're talking about the ACC. They have delayed competition for all sports, all fall sports, until at least September 1. The move, which follows a similar decision by the Patriot League, will affect several sports, including soccer and field hockey, but not blank. Terry, what is blank?
I said football.
Do you want a gong? I don't know what you wanted on
He's
that one.
He's absolutely correct.
Oh, so okay, I got you.
Oh, finally.
Just got to work them all in early.
Listen, yeah. The person that needs to get gonged is you.
There you go. You got your wish. It finally happened.
It did finally happen. Okay.
Are you telling me that there's a difference in what football does for a college and what field hockey and soccer are doing in terms of money?
Well, you know what's funny? I guess in this one, they didn't really try to hide exactly where they stand on this. Football, now that's a different story. Field hockey, you know.
See you in the spring.
Or whenever.
Yeah.
That was sort of what they said. The league, by the way, the decision was unanimously approved by the ACC Board of Directors. Who are the board of directors? I've never heard of that before. The league said that affected games might be rescheduled. Good luck on that one. And there's an understanding that cancellation of non-conference games will not result in financial penalties. Well, honestly, in the old field hockey world, how big a financial penalty was there going to be?
This is true.
Johns Hopkins may take a big hit there, but other than that, I think everyone else will.
Yeah, I'm a little cynical today. Kind of bear with me here. Terry, there is new news out of our nation's capital. Are you aware of any of this?
No. Fill me in.
I'm going to. As you know, the team owner is Daniel Snyder, nicknamed on this show many years ago, Little Small Stuff. You remember that?
I do.
Okay. Apparently, there is now a front runner for a new name in Washington.
Okay.
Jack, what do you think it is?
I don't know what it is, but I know what it should be. It's the Defenders, because D.C. Defenders had a nice ring to it. I think that Washington could use that to their advantage and maybe go with the Defenders route.
Okay. Thank you. Boy, all of a sudden, pretty peppy back there. Oh, I'm telling you.
I take advice really well.
Terry, what name do you think is at the top of the list?
I'll borrow from our president. I'll say the Washington Swamp.
Wow. Apparently at the top of the list, according to Kevin Sheehan from Team 980, out of D.C., the leader in the clubhouse is Warriors.
Huh. Okay.
Does that do much for you?
Well, how's Golden State going to feel about that?
It's very meh, you know.
I like the Red Tails better. I thought that was a great one to go with the Tuskegee Airmen.
Doesn't look like that one's happening.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that one either.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask y'all's opinion about it. I was a fan of it.
But we're capable of an opinion.
Yes.
And some can make an argument.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they're smart. Terry,
yes.
Couple of other stories. Are you aware of what's going on with J.J. Watt?
No, tell me.
He is saying, and this is through an interview with Pro Football Talk, he may be skipping the season if he has to wear a protective face shield. Apparently, he once wore a visor over his helmet early in his career, and he hated it so much that he doesn't ever plan on doing it again.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. You know, that he would let something like that come between him and possibly being able to play, so... That's certainly one that I hadn't thought of.
And then there is Randall Cobb, who had a great career in Green Bay, and now plays for whom?
The Dallas Cowboys. I'm correct.
False. Texans, right?
Oh,
that's what it says.
Yeah, he was with the Cowboys last year, but now he's on the Texans.
Yeah. The Cowboys.
A real Titans fan, Jack.
Right?
You would never want to know who's on the Texans roster.
I mean, you can't keep up with who Bill O'Brien's signing and trading.
Well,
these days.
He's part of the crew that is supposed to make up for DeAndre Hopkins now being in Arizona.
That's right, along with Brandon Cooks.
Yes.
Anyway, he tweeted out, I guess within the last 24 hours, this has to be a joke, talking about the NFL's safety protocols.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that there will be an option for players to opt out of the season? And do you think that, like the MLB and like the NBA, some will take that and kind of just stay home for the season?
Terry, I'll go with yes and yes. What do you think?
I think there's already been some talk out there that the NFL is going to give players an opt-out choice in the matters. And some of these guys, you know, might take them up on that.
Okay, we got a really interesting show today. We're about to meet up with one of the newest of Nashvillians, former Boston Red Sox general manager Dave Dombrowski, joining us on the show. As you know, he has joined the John Lohr Group that is trying to bring a Major League Baseball franchise to our city. Danny Evans will join us around 3 o'clock, so let's go to our first break by telling you, you're listening to All This Cynicism. Wow, was that really that hard? Cynicism on WNSR, Nashville's sports radio.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
It's a Bill King Show.
College football just loves to tinker with things that aren't broken. I don't get it. And of course, anytime these folks are interviewed by the media does not have the horsepower to question it, or they're just mind-numbed robots and they won't question it because they can't think through. I don't know what it is.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
There is a little bit of late breaking news out of the college football world. Jack, what do we got?
The Big Ten is expected to announce a conference-only schedule for the 2020 football season. So no non-conference football is what it looks like for the Big Ten. Which means games such as the Oregon-Ohio State game that was set to play September 12th, week 2, will not take place. Iowa State-Iowa will likely fold. Wisconsin-Notre Dame, those are just a few of these games.
Get ready, because they're probably not the only conference that's going to do that. We'll talk about it more around 2:40. Terry, I guess what I'd say is I'm not shocked.
No, it certainly does not look like we're trending in a good direction in terms of sports for the fall.
You know, Terry, this is a guy we're about to have on that I've been looking forward to the chance to meet. Dave Dombrowski, one of the most highly respected general managers in all of baseball through his time with the Red Sox, the Detroit Tigers. He guided a Florida Marlins team to a world title. I had forgotten the Montreal Expo part of this. And man, you talk about a book that could be written about his experiences in the game. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, George. How about yourself?
Good. I'm guessing that the old Montreal stuff, that'd be a book by itself.
It would be. It was an interesting time in life. And you know, when you've been around for a while, when you tell people you work for a franchise that's no longer in existence. So there were a lot of great times and great memories. Montreal is a real nice city, too. So a lot of good players that were up there.
As most people know by now, you have become part of the John Lohr Group trying to get a Major League Baseball team into our great city. Kind of tell me how all this came about to start with.
Well, I've heard about Music City Baseball a little bit for a couple of years from primarily Tony La Russa, who is a very good friend of mine, and we worked together back in Chicago, but we were recently working in Boston together, so I had a pulse of it. I had met John a few times throughout the years at a couple of conferences that Tony actually held for Animal Rescue Foundation and Leaders and Legends and Pets and Bats. So we had met. And then back in November, we were at one of his conferences, and we were introduced once again and had a chance to chat. And then afterwards, Tony followed up by introducing the two of us, kind of putting us together to see if there was any interest in getting together and working on the Music City Baseball aspect of this. And so for me, I had a chance to talk to John. I flew here in December, met with John, Alberto Gonzalez, and the next morning had coffee with Lee Barfield in addition to those two. And really started to talk about it, wondering if the timing was right for me to come on board or not. I was asking them, and they had felt that they really wanted to bring somebody on that had some baseball, actual front office experience. And fortunately for me, I've got the baseball end, the business end of it. So came here again and in January, and my wife came with me. And then I think anybody that comes to Nashville at this point is just enthralled with the city. You just fall in love with it, and you see the growth taking place. And they continued to outline all of their thought processes and how they wanted to make this happen. And to me, when you looked at the individuals that were involved with the plans that they had, people that I liked a great deal, a great city like Nashville, and a real challenge, something different for me at this point in my career after being head of a baseball operations for such a long time, but also in a position where I had some experience with starting an expansion team. I was on the baseball end of the operation only down in Florida when I joined them. But all of those things just led me to thinking this would be a great opportunity. And fortunately, John and Alberto and Lee and the rest of the group have given me that opportunity.
Dave, as a hardcore baseball fan who's trying to read all the tea leaves of this kind of stuff, MLB's made it pretty clear that until Oakland and Tampa Bay get their stadium situations done, nothing is really going to happen. But it does seem to me, with the winter meetings coming here a year from December, that your group is going to get a chance at an audience to really sell what it is you want to sell and what develops in the next 18 months. Is that a fair assessment of this thing?
Well, I think so. I think that would be a fair assessment. The one thing we will never control is Major League Baseball's time schedule and what they want to do in this situation, because there's been no promises, of course, attached to us. The commissioner has made that statement about settling Tampa and Oakland. The other thing he has said is that in the past he would like the game, if he could, to go to 32 teams because it makes it much easier from a scheduling perspective. In addition to that, as you go forward, you just look at a lot of things that would be easier with the game being at 32 teams. But I think any decision that's involved with us, we need to be prepared for any decision that could take place if expansion or relocation is granted. The one thing with relocation, though, is that if let's just say, and there's no indication of this, that after the 2021 season, Major League Baseball said, we want to relocate franchise X here. And we're in a position where they could not relocate to Nashville because we don't have a ballpark. So for us, we would look more long-term, and there would probably be more viable cities at that point for an immediate franchise relocation. But we want to be in a position where we're prepared for anything that takes place. And of course, one thing none of us know is how this pandemic has worked itself into the equation for not only baseball, but for everything else in life.
Dave, I want to ask you one baseball question. You hired a guy at one point that I just think is a baseball genius in Jim Leland. And while I enjoyed the night of the Francisco Cabrera hit, as a hardcore Braves fan, what happened, I felt really bad for Jim Leland because that was sort of the end of a really nice run in Pittsburgh. What is it about him that is the genius in Jim Leland?
Well, I'll have to admit I'm a bit partial here because I totally agree with you, and Jim's one of my best friends throughout the years here, and I always stay in touch all the time. But I think it's really a combination of factors. First of all, he knows the game of baseball inside and out. Secondly, he's a great communicator. He has a way, his own unique style of communicating with individuals. He genuinely cares about people. And his players know that. He can be tough with them if he has to be, but they respect him so much because he also loves them. And so that combination of factors just has a great instinct of the game. He managed in the minor leagues for so long. He came as prepared as he possibly could to coach at the big league level under Tony La Russa with the White Sox as the third base coach. So they ended up having basically the best resume that you possibly could have. Somebody that had managed all those years at the minor league level, he had played for a short time period, coached at the big league level, was around good people, and then had the opportunity to just take off and use all those abilities. And he is, to me, he's a Hall of Fame manager. Sometimes people look at only a manager's records, and they're not always indicative of how great the manager is, because in Jim's case, even though he led a club to the World Series, I mean, he was with building clubs in Pittsburgh. We broke up the World Championship Club from him in 97 into 1998. That was really a tough year. But you look what he did when he came back to Detroit, and he turned our franchise around at that point again. So he's a Hall of Famer, and I think those are all reasons, plus many more, that make him such a great manager.
Terry, say hello to Dave Dombrowski.
Dave, great to talk to you. I guess one of the first things I would want to ask you about this whole thing as far as expansion and all. I know that when most people in Nashville either have a connection to the Atlanta Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals, or the Cincinnati Reds, because those teams are within driving proximity of Nashville, about 3 to 5 hours, depending on which part of town you live in. Does it make more sense, just from a personal standpoint, does it make more sense that maybe if Nashville lands a franchise, that needs to go in the American League because there are not American League teams within about 8 hours of here?
Well, I'm not so sure of that. I mean, in some ways that would make sense. But the other way, I think you would have some just real natural rivals with those teams too. So I'm not sure. Major League Baseball ultimately will make that type of decision. And I think when you're in our situation, you would take whatever you could get at that particular point. But having an American League team, which would be different for people, would be great. But I would also be that I'm sure there's a lot of, which we will need to convert over time period here in Nashville. And there are a lot of Reds and Braves and Cardinals and probably even Cubs fans in this territory. And we'll need to convert them to be Stars fans over the time period.
And one of the things, too, I know that baseball wants to get Oakland and Tampa Bay, for those franchises to kind of get their stadium situation, get their house in order, really, before they tackle expansion. But a theory has also been floated out there that maybe because of the lost revenue of not being able to have fans in the stands and only a 60-game season this year, that the COVID-19 pandemic might force the owners to reconsider and maybe expand a little bit quicker than they had initially thought, simply for the fact that it would be a chance for them to recoup some of the money that's been lost this year. Have you heard any talk or any thoughts of that at all?
Well, I have read those things and that thought process, and it intrigues me a great deal, and there is some sense to that. I have no indication that will take place. It would be great for us if it did take place. But there is some thought behind it and some reasoning when you think of that, because a way that when you look at what an expansion fee will cost, which we know will be very large, that's money that's distributed. The Major League Central Office keeps some of that money but distributes it to other clubs. And, of course, it would be times two, because if you expand, you have to go from 30 to 32 teams. That's a way for Major League Baseball to put a lot of revenue in the ownership's pockets. So it's a possibility, and I hope it's a practicality when time goes on.
And I want to ask you this, too. This is my last question before I turn it over to Jack. Just reflecting on your own career as a general manager and as a front office executive, is there a particular job stop that you hold in high regard or satisfaction more than one? Maybe, keeping the Montreal team competitive despite the challenges there, or building the Marlins from scratch, rebuilding the Tigers. Does any one particular situation stand out more than the others for you as far as satisfaction and enjoyment?
Well, that's a great question. And I will say that every experience that I had in every city has been a great one. I've really enjoyed every single one of them. There's not any that I look back and say, I really didn't like that one. I think if I was probably going to trace back, starting a franchise from the very beginning, which we did in Florida, the bonds that you make at that particular time, and you see it grow, and then the success that you have, I think that perhaps the memories are there are more so as far as just not necessarily not only baseball memories on the field, But then when I look back and I say, well, look what we did in Detroit, and we had a franchise that was really scuffling and ended up, you know, getting to the World Series twice but never winning it, and, of course, going to Boston for a short time with a prestigious franchise and winning a world championship. And my first stop as a general manager was in Montreal. So all of them are memorable, but if you said, okay, I'm going to twist your arm and go ahead and choose one of them, I'd probably choose the Florida one since it started from the very beginning.
Jack?
Hey, Dave, good to speak with you.
Same here, Jack. Good to talk to you.
Your title with the Nashville Stars is baseball advisor. Can you kind of tell us what tasks and responsibilities you may be in charge of with that?
Well, right now, advisors / consultants, I think we're all trying to do that, because when you don't actually have a franchise, you're all working together on everything that you possibly can, and you lend some of your expertise in your areas maybe more so to the group, which mine would be more of the running a baseball team from the baseball and the business perspective. When you look at John Lohr and a lot of the expertise he has, I mean, he's been able to put together the group and tries to get investors and talks to city officials, and Alberto Gonzalez with his knowledge of the whole area and being in a position where he talks about the legal aspects and knowing people within the city of Nashville and across the country. So I think you work hand in hand together with your expertise. And for example, our next steps, which we're going to be trying to achieve together, I mean, we need to get a ballpark. We're looking, our preferable site is the East Bank. We would be talking to people about to see if we can try to make that happen. And we'll all work together on that. There's a feasibility study that we have that works with us. We talk about building a ballpark and what it may look like with a retractable roof. A lot of efforts are being made now with all the national conversations about social justice and racial equality, how we can make sure to do that correctly as we put the franchise together. You know, our ties with the Negro Leagues at this time, with the Nashville Stars name and with the Hall of Fame and the Negro League Hall of Fame and revenue sharing partnership. And we're talking about the creation of a diversity oversight committee, which we will make happen. So all of those things really become a focus for us. And I mean, people, which I love the on-field aspect and the playing aspect, and we'll always follow that very closely, even though we're not involved. Really, all those things become priorities for us. Getting to know people within the city of Nashville is extremely important for me, and the state of Tennessee, because we need to be a regional team to attract fans from not only this area, but from all over the state and all over the region.
It's pretty clear that you're committed to bringing baseball to Nashville, but is there any job in baseball, maybe GM, any other of those names, any other of those titles that would sway you to leave the city and maybe explore other opportunities somewhere else?
No, not at this point. Really, before I came here and we had the discussions we needed, I really thought it would be fair only to the group here that even though I've always enjoyed being in charge of a baseball operation, actually I loved it, that before I came here and committed to the group, that I would want to make that type of commitment to the organization. So for me, and it shows, my wife and I will be moving here at the end of August, and we're making this our home. We're really committed to making this happen at this point, and hopefully this, for us, can be a long-term stop where we make all this happen and are playing baseball up here for a long, long time.
And finally, Tim Corbin spent 2 decades down on West End coaching Vanderbilt baseball. Have you had any conversations with him?
I have talked to Tim. We had a conversation. I've met Tim a little bit in passing throughout my years in the game. But really, when I came here earlier in the year in February, we went out to a practice, John Moore and I did, and then all of us went out with our families, actually, with our wives, and had dinner together. So we had a nice conversation at that time. So Tim's as impressive a baseball person as you'll meet. And, of course, the Vanderbilt program, you make the argument, and very justifiably so, that it's the top college baseball program in the country.
Dave, I got to ask you something before we let you go. On this show, every Thursday from 3 to 4 o'clock, through a friendship that goes back about 10 years now, Danny Evans comes on our show. You guys worked together at one point, didn't you?
Yep, Danny, we gave him a start when I was with the White Sox organization. He started in the front office for us way back when. I didn't know that Danny came on here, but
yeah.
When you do talk to him, please tell him I said hi. Oh, yeah, we worked together for a while.
I thought so.
Throughout the years, you know, we've stayed in contact. I haven't seen him in a while, but he being in the game of baseball, and then I know he went into some agency and scouting. So, yes, we did work together, and I'm talking a long time ago.
Probably, oh, I know it.
I don't know the exact year Danny started, but it had to be the early 80s, and you're talking about around 40 years ago.
Well, he'll be on in about 20 minutes, so I'll pass on your best wishes. I'm going to get him to town for a hockey game next year. Maybe we can get all of us together at some point.
Love to do it, for sure. He's a very good man, and he's been a good friend throughout my time in the game.
Hey, thank you for taking the time to come on with us. Really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Dave Dombrowski has been our guest. This guy has seen it all in baseball. This is a really good move on their end to be able to get him actively involved in what's going on, and appreciate the folks who helped set this up for us. We're going to go to the break, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the bulletin news in the Big Ten, because I got a feeling this is the domino that starts all of the Power 5 conferences saying, well, it's going to be conference games only if it's anything. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com. The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball. So we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to the George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
2:43, and let's repeat the news that we put out there right before the Dave Dombrowski interview.
The Big Ten decided that a conference-only season for fall sports, including football, is the most likely outcome. And there's also an announcement that is to be expected to confirm this news at 4.
Yeah. So. Terry, I think this is the first of the dominoes, which probably means that all of the other Power Fives are likely to follow suit. First of all, do you agree with that, that this is probably monkey see, monkey do?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think it's a situation where the Big Ten has stepped out first and made this move, and I think you'll see the other conferences probably follow suit here probably within the next week or two.
Isn't this basically a four-corner stall that they're basically saying, okay, we're going to propose October, November, and see if we, in the next 6 weeks, can get better coronavirus results?
Yeah, I think it's probably a stall plan to try and buy some time. I think when you look at this whole thing and where it's going, what's been done, and the uncertainty of it all is probably everybody's, preparing for the worst, hoping for the best.
Jack, I cannot emphasize enough the level of money that's involved in college football simply going away for a year. The devastation that TV money would, the havoc it would wreak on all these other sports, it's enormous.
Oh, it'd be monumental. With the announcement that the Big Ten will have a 9 or 10 game season, do you think that the SEC, if they were to follow suit, maybe the East teams would add another team from the West on their schedule and vice versa? Or would they just stick with the 8 conference games?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they would settle for the 8. First of all, there's no guarantee any of this is going to happen. As we have learned, what this appears to me to be is the first admittance that, hey, this ain't going to be like what we're used to. And so, Terry, it seems to me what they're trying to do is say, okay, we're going to try and make chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what.
Yeah, that seems exactly what they're trying to do. And I think, one of the things, George, that makes this so hard, in my opinion, is because, unlike the professional sports who can put everybody in a bubble, this is going to be very, very – you can't really do that with college kids, I don't think, because – their main priority is supposed to be going to campus and attending classes and working toward a degree. Now, we all know that in a lot of cases that's, sort of a sham. It's sort of, under the guise of education, but that is supposed to be what they're there primarily for. And I just don't see how you can put them in a bubble the way you could other sports on the pro level and try to salvage some sort of a season. So college football is really between a rock and a hard place here.
Well, it seems to me, guys, that some of the leaders of the schools may have put their foot in their mouth a while back if the students aren't back, there won't be football. But the truth of the matter is, the best shot to play football on the college level would be if the students weren't on campus.
Yeah, you're right. And there's other circumstances, too, where you saw Ole Miss a couple weeks ago say that they expect and they plan on having every seat in the stadium filled. That doesn't look likely anymore.
Yeah, good luck on that one. That never looked like it was going to happen. I don't. Why would they have put that out there?
They were trying to get in front of I think they were trying to start a domino effect of other universities saying, "Hey, yeah, we're gonna open our stadium fully. everything's going to run as planned, but now you see there will be no tailgating at Mississippi State. So how would they, if they're not going to tailgate, what makes sense to have fans in the stadium? It's a big, there's a lot of misinformation going out around there with, in terms of the athletic departments.
I think it's better though that what they were doing more or less was, you know, Phil Fulmer came out and said that it's better to plan for the high and then work down than to plan low and have to work back up. So I think that was a lot of it. I mean, there was some brash optimism too, but, you know, still better to just say, you know, best case and then work your way down.
Buy your tickets now.
George, don't you think that some enterprising attorney, if they played a football season and had football going on but didn't allow students back on campus or anything like that, don't you think they'd be opening themselves up? Somebody would find some sort of loophole for a lawsuit.
The lawsuit would be based on what?
Based on that, you know, inequity, you know, probably, that you're allowing these guys to be on campus to do football things and you're not allowing my kid to be on campus to get his biology degree.
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but you may be right about that. By the way, let me just say this. Some of you are hearing this news. If you've got a quick opinion, question, thought, whatever, 844-5600, go ahead and get in. We'll take a couple of phone calls. Clay in Nashville, welcome in.
George, I just heard that news from a very good source of mine that's actually a Vandy fan like me. So I did want to comment on it. So, by the way, I'm glad you've got some BGA representation on the panel today.
That's right, Clay. Go Cats.
How are you, Zach?
Oh, it's, I'm Jack, not Zach. Zach didn't go to BGA. He's not one of us.
I said Jack, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You did say Zach, but...
Oh, I did? Okay.
Yeah. It was one of the young guys. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I like both of you.
That means a lot.
Which one more, though? Say it on air now.
He knows the guy that'll hang up on
here, boys.
Clay, just remember who runs this show.
That's correct. You've run your shows for 27 years, George, so
you're right.
You're the man.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I think the Power Five conferences, you know, they kind of do stick together on things like this. So the Big Ten coming out and saying this, I guess you can maybe look for the SEC to follow suit. But correct me if I'm wrong, George, and maybe I'm wrong. Does the Big Ten play 9 conference games?
I think you're right, and I know where you're going with it. And probably right now they're just in a holding pattern going, we'll figure it out as we go along.
Well, you know, and another thing to this is I think it's going to make, with a limited schedule, it's going to make, you know, for these power teams as far as the playoffs are concerned, it's going to make every game that much more important, I think, because you're going to have less opportunities. And if a team, you know, gets upset and has a loss, you know, pegged on their resume, then they could be out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it seems like a long ways away right now, Clay, to even thinking about playoff possibilities. For instance, if the Power Five do this, what does this mean to Notre Dame, who's not in a conference? And by the way, you know what? This snotty attitude of theirs over the years, maybe they deserve this a little bit. You know, that they get left out of the picture because they're not in a conference.
I hate to take a shot at my favorite team, but now seems to be a good time maybe to, you know, have a little fun, maybe as far as students being on campus or off campus. I don't think it really matters whether Vanderbilt students are there or not because they don't go to the games anyway, right?
That's what it looks like. Clay, I got to run. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Let me get one more in here real quickly. Tony in Nolensville, what's going on?
Hey, George. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Hello, everyone. George, I just want to say, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this whole thing. As we discussed yesterday, it's changing hourly. It's almost changing daily. And with this happening on the bigger, the Power Fives, you know, it's going to be a trickle down effect through all the conferences and even on the both levels of all the levels of college football. And if there's not that many teams to play in conferences, you know, just you might have some conferences with a 6 or 7 game season, and it's really going to be unbelievable how all this plays out. And of course, it's hurting us all because we were all looking so forward to it coming. George, one other thing I wanted to ask you. If y'all talked about this, I've missed it. I apologize. But on Friday, July the 3rd, of course, y'all were off and everybody was enjoying their holiday.
This is the best show we've done in a while.
And that's true. Did you know that Coach Hudspeth abruptly resigned at Austin Peay State University?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what went on there. I was shocked like everybody else because at least in year one, boy, he did a heck of a job. That's a big loss.
That's a big loss. And, you don't know if it's health reasons, family-wise, or something of that nature, or if it was it come on the heels of them having the, was it 11 or 13 players being tested, you know,
yeah,
positive. So it's something of that. But anyway, George, just wanted to call and holler at you about that. I think it's going to be a crazy football season if we get to have one at all.
Tony, appreciate it. I'm getting late word. Lee Fowler will join us for about 5 minutes right at the start of the 3 o'clock hour. And then Danny Evans for the rest of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to WNSR.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash.
Okay, before we adjourn for the 2 o'clock hour, my buddy Lee Fowler is going to join us right at the start of the 3 o'clock hour and give you his opinions on this Big Ten decision, which is conference games only in football. Now, all of that, of course, is still up in the air. What it looks like to me is sort of a stall for about 4 weeks to see if they can quiet things down enough to get football. Lee will join us to start the hour, then Danny Evans, and we'll get into some serious baseball. Stick around. It's going to be fun.
WPDQ, Frankfurt.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Supreme Court rules that a Manhattan prosecutor can subpoena President Trump's tax records, but the high court putting a hold on subpoenas for House Democrats.
Chief Justice John Roberts, in a 7-2 opinion, returned the case to lower courts to re-examine, but did not rule out the possibility that the House subpoenas could be enforced. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's a victory.
The court has reaffirmed the Congress's authority to conduct